Well, amen. Glory to God. Good morning to you. It's another podcast day. Whoa, we're in April 2024, April 2nd, 2024. Time's flying. The faster or the more days that go by, the sooner we're going to see our King in the sky. Amen. Well, I got some good news for you today, as always, but I want to tell you something that's been on my heart a little bit. I look and see sometimes through the prophet's eyes, and I don't know, I see a problem in the church, not all churches, I mean, but I see there's a sort of an attitude. Let me say this, I just sense it's going to be a little prophetic in morning. Religion is easy. Religion comes natural because it has to do with our fallen state. It's kind of like in us. Religion isn't stretching. It's nothing abnormal or supernatural. It's just man's flesh, carnal idea about God. It's man naturally, carnally trying to act and operate in Christianity. It's very controlling. It's meaning you're in control of it, you know, and that's not what Christianity is. Christianity, true Christianity, true religion, is you totally out of control of everything, and you submitting your life, surrendering your life under the full authority and full control of God, of the kingdom of God. Your culture, everything changes because in that, when your spirit's alive and quickened, you become this new creation or this alive, living, heavenly creation. You now have the culture of the kingdom inside your spirit, or access to the culture of the kingdom in the spirit. I make reference to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You can study it later. I don't have time to go there. I want to exhort you a little bit about this. So if the kingdom culture's in me and the things of God are supernatural, or above the natural world, then I ought to be acting out of this world. If the kingdom of God is spiritual, then I should be acting in line with the spirit, not in line with the flesh. I think the big problem is acting in line with the spirit for a lot of people is it takes discipline. There's a not a work like you have to earn it, but there's a work to it. There's a fight, the good fight of faith. You got to fight against the world. You got to fight against worldly things, world ideas, you know, the easy idea, the easy way of the world. You've got to fight to stay in this kingdom culture. The world's pulling you against it. But I see, and I take a glimpse into the church, and I see who were once fiery, sold out, hungry, desiring, Holy Ghost fired, filled, tongue talking believers have become a little religious in their pursuit. Now, there's a scripture. Come on now, stay with me. I haven't got to where I'm going, what I see, but I see something and I want to share it with you. There's a scripture in Luke 19, it says, Jesus replied, if you keep quiet, Luke 19:40, the very stones will cry out on your behalf. As he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city, and he wept over it and said, if you had only known of this day that you would bring peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. There's a generation, It'll stretch the generation, and what's going to happen with this next generation will stretch any Christian that's been a Christian for like 20 years plus, 15 years plus. There's a generation of people, of young men and women, who are not going to look like you think they ought to look, who are not going to, they're going to be, their dress is going to be different, the way they dress, their appearance. They're going to have tattoos that they got in the world under the culture of the world. Their hair is going to be different. but they're going to have one thing in common. They're going to have a bold, reckless pursuit of the kingdom of God. I believe in this hour, they're coming to a place where they pursued the God of this world. They've trusted in the God of this world, in the world itself. But as they've gone deeper and deeper, they've all come to the same end, and that is, there's nothing to it. There's the, you know, the tattoos aren't empowering us. The drugs aren't empowering us. They're not leading to help. They're not leading to peace. It's just a tunnel that never ends, an empty tunnel that never ends. There's no prize at the end of the tunnel. And I believe that in this end time anointing, where God's going to pour out the latter rain anointing, that it's going to be a horn blast, a call, a sound that this young generation's going to hear. And I say young, I mean 35 and below, 30 maybe and below. This young generation's going to hear and is going to come running, and they're going to recognize their substance in the things of God. In the substance, in the things of God, the supernatural substance is what they have been looking for all along. And they're not going to be ashamed. They're going to understand grace because they're going to receive it at the highest level. They're not going to be embarrassed because they had received and understand the power of the cross of Calvary. And the religious guard and these religious demons that we've contended with for years are not going to be in opposition to them. They'll have their own opposition, but that church status that has been for so long, I kind of preached on this 10 years ago in a series that called the Fall of the Church, The Church Will Fall from the Inside Out. Ashley, you give me the title of that in a second, that series I did. The Modern Church series. Where for the last 50 years, Dylan, the church has contended with religious demons. Because the goal was to uphold the church. The goal was to uphold the religious standard. That was the goal. The goal wasn't Jesus. Now, there's some churches, and even in, different ministry, there were some churches. But the goal has always been the Almighty Church, the golden calf. Don't touch the... I don't apologize for being prophetic. When this anointing comes on me, I've got to release it. We have raised up our denominations like the golden calf. We have raised up our denominations like they're the standard. And that was the demon, the opposition the church has faced. That's why they tried to kill Oral Roberts. That's why they killed A.A. Allen. Religious people killed A.A. Allen. There's proof to it. He was poisoned by a religious group because he was operating in signs and wonders and miracles and at such a great level that religion couldn't control it. So the golden calf and the demon of the golden calf, I hope you understand what I'm talking about, is controllable because man builds it, man raises it up. That's not the trophy of the church. It should never have been. Religion is not the trophy of the church. Like, you can get around people, and if they want to fight and protect their religion more than they fight and protect their belief in Jesus Christ and the Word of God or the things of the Spirit, that's demon-fueled, demon-led. But this new generation, and it's going to aggravate some of you, but you better make room for them. I'm going to make room for them. This new generation, they're going to come in a radical mindset, in a radical pursuit, and they're not going to care about the parameters of the holy, now I'm saying quote unquote, the holy golden calf church age. Now I'm not talking about the true church age. I'm talking about the one that we have manipulated and massaged into being a controllable club meeting place. I'm talking about there's a group that are going to say, that's not right. We want God. There should be miracles. There should be signs. There should be wonders. And I believe a lot of things are going to come back to a fresh new place because these people are going to say no to this religious demon. Now, I'm not talking. Hold on. Now, I'm not talking about people that come into the ministry clean and then get dirty in the ministry. No, I'm talking about people who were dirty in the world, but they come in and their outer appearance to religious folks are going to appear to be dirty. Well, God washes the inside. The outside may be riddled with markings, world markings, different things, but they're not getting that when they're pursuing. If you're trying to look like the world when you're running after God, you're not running after God at all. But if you come in looking like the world and find God, that's a whole different thing. These people are coming, and we got to make room for them. I saw a picture, Dylan, I might put it up on my Facebook later, of a church full of people. Is like a cartoon, and they all look miserable, just sitting there miserable. And the caption was, "I don't know if I want to spend eternity with them." That's kind of how I feel. I'm going to a new level. New Way Church, anybody around here, I am not religious. I don't want religion. I don't want man's religion. I don't want a denomination. I don't fall under the denomination. I fall under the blood of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. I've been washed clean. My sins have been washed away. I got filled, baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire. I pray in other tongues all the time. I'm like Paul. I pray more than all of you. I'm happy about it. I'm not embarrassed of it. I lay hands on the sick. I cast out devils. I dance. I shout. I run. I spin. I don't look like the modern day religious preacher, because that's not who God's called me to be. He's called us out of the world into the kingdom of God, out of darkness into light. He didn't call us out of the world, put us back in the world. Oh, but I hear an army. Oh, yes, I hear an army even right now. I can see even right now what religion will say is an undesirable army. But I see an unstoppable army, an army of God. They know how to assemble. They know how to march. They know how to stand. They're fearless. They're not afraid. You can't scare them. You can't threaten them. You can't arrest them. No, this is the last day's army of the, hey, hallelujah, glory to God. Jesus, hallelujah. We need less of man and more of the Spirit in our services. Less of man, more than God. We need less religion and more Holy Ghost in our services. Now, the Holy Ghost is God himself, so you can get mad all you want about it. But we need the kingdom of God. We need true kingdom culture, and we need to establish a true God, kingdom, spirit, supernatural culture in our earth churches where we meet, in order to have a little bit of heaven here on earth. Wow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Get off your high horse. I'd say this. I'd say if I were you, if you're listening to this Sunday morning, when it comes church time, whatever it takes for you to separate yourself from what man thinks about you. You better hear this out there. That means, like, if you're stuck in your seat, paralyzed in your chair, paralyzed in your little standing cell, your little cubicle, your imagination cubicle in the church where you go every week, and you got lead feet, because that's just what religion says we do. We come in, we stand, we don't move, we behave for an hour and 30 minutes, we get all four parts of the service, we do a little praise, a little worship, a little preaching, a little tithing offering, then we go home. I would do whatever to the point of being obnoxious to break out of the bonds that man holds you in, that this is what you do when you come into church. Now, the standard of at New Way Church, now we're not going to come in and interrupt the whole service, but I'm talking about praise and worship. I wish I had my notes on that. Maybe I'll get in this next week. But in praise and worship, we learned last week, I taught a little bit about this, that the difference between praise and worship, but in praise, where we are to, it is to be we can define it in the Greek, to an obnoxious outburst, sounds and noises that are not musical. So that means screeches, screams, weird, I don't know, blah, 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 weird, whatever you got, a noise you make, and I believe it's for this purpose, that I separate myself from humanity. I believe when David, the Bible says, he danced out of his clothes. You got to be doing a pretty odd dance for clothes to fall off. It'd be, in my mind, Dylan, it looked like to the natural person that David was being attacked by a swarm of bees. And he's getting his clothes off, man. He was doing the most, you know, odd dance. The motions weren't in, you know, in soul motion. And he just getting free from something. But when you tell the world, I don't care, what else can stop you? What holds you back on Sunday morning, Wednesday night, or any church service is the uprightness of humanity. There's a religious standard that I have to uphold. It's time to break the religious standard and pursue God at the level that is due him. Radical pursuit. Nothing else will do. It'll bring you more joy Sunday morning. You just get up, man. You let out a shout, a scream. You get in an aisle. You spin around. Now, I'm not saying this is what everybody has to do, but I'm saying if you're bound, you know you're bound. You're not free, even though you love Jesus, but you say, I just can't act that way. Well, why not? Are you telling me the cross isn't worthy of you acting out of yourself? According to Jesus, we ought to lose our mind and put on his mind. It says, take on the mind of Christ. Renew your mind. So how man's trained us to act and to be isn't how we ought to be. Our churches, our church service, Dylan, should be unorthodox, meaning they should not look like modern or man without God. They shouldn't look like something that a man can script. Our church services should not be fashioned after reaching a people naturally. Our church service should be a reflection of the culture of the kingdom of God, a reflection of the things of God, a reflection of the Spirit. And our actions, our activities, how we pursue God should be purely spiritual. Now, we know they'll manifest naturally because we have a natural body, but they should be purely spiritual, and what's happening in the spirit we should try to convey in the natural. That's what's happening. I'm telling you, I talk to God. I listen to God. I see God. God takes me place, shows me things, and there's more to come. The sad part is I don't think a lot of the old guard, now I hope I'm wrong, I hope you prove me wrong, I don't think they're willing to shift. I think they're happy with being like an idea of God and just being stone-faced, staunchy, and happy and proud that they're stern in their, you know, religious belief. No, I'm ever-changing. I want to be like God. I want less of me every day, more of God. More of God. I want more of you, Lord, less of me. I don't want to be normal. I'd like to be heavenly. Oh, come on now. Is anybody out there? There's more to come. There's a generation. We might need help from this generation on how to pursue and act correctly concerning the things of God. We've become, oh, man, the church. I told you now, I'm speaking prophetically, so I'm not singling anybody out. I'm just seeing if the Lord could show me the eyes of the church globally, this is what I see. I see we become quote-unquote professional Christians instead of professional pursuers of the Almighty God. Oh, Ramahede, Kombe, Kaya, that's tongues, by the way. That's a Holy Ghost language. Yeah, I'm praying it, and there's not an interpreter here, or three. But I can pray in tongues whenever I want and build myself up. See, that's another religious thing. Baya, homa dese, hondolo bo kodno, yera baya nano kodi, imbrote baya nanga sede beria soro, kobre esende. Lord, I pray for freedom. Now, it's funny how bondage comes in, and the bonds that bind most Christians have like Christian names on them. It's like almost like Christian wrappings, Hebrew wrappings. So we think it's all right. No, any kind of bondage is wrong. Anything that binds you and stops you from freely pursuing God is incorrect. It's bondage. Break the bonds of religion. Break any bond, any binding that stops you from pursuing God at the highest level. We should be, the Satan has taught, the world has learned how to worship. The world has professional worship leaders. We just call them rock stars. Like Post Malone, some of you, I guess that'd be a big one, right, in the 25 age group. Post Malone is one of the greatest worship leaders. He's just conveying music from the wrong source now. But when he leads worship, those who are in the crowd, they go ballistic. They don't care who's there. They don't care who's watching. They don't care what they like. He himself, I don't know if some of you older people say, I don't even know who that is. He himself dances like a weirdo man. He could care less what the world thinks about him. And then you come in the church and we have this regimented, somehow it's been, it hadn't been like, you know, birthed in us in the spirit. It's been taught to us by man. Professional preachers, quote unquote, professional religious folks, quote unquote, professional leaders in the church, quote unquote, trying to structure, hold everybody back. No, it's time to be free. It's time to pursue God in spirit and in truth. It's time to have a radical pursuit. I'm telling you right now, you want to see a revival, a true revival? It's not coming by man's authority, under man's control. A true revival will really happen, manifest, when people start pursuing God at a high, radical level. When we cast down the binds that have bound us, when we cast down everything that man has interpreted to us to be the Christian norm, and we simply in spirit recognize who God is, what has been made available, what the blood means, the sacrifice of Jesus, the greatness of his love, his grace, his mercy, we'll become unstoppable in our pursuit. We'll worship. The world's not seen worship like you're going to see worship. But I hear an army. I hear an army. I hear an army. I hear an army. I see a vast army in the spirit. I said on Sunday, and I even see it now, I saw a dark cloud. I mean a dark cloud. But I saw it was like passing over. It was like a reverse eclipse, I said on Sunday. Now be ready for this eclipse on Sunday. Some of you are so out to lunch in life and you don't even recognize spiritual things anymore. These are spiritual signs, man. Signs in the sky, in the air, in the stars, in the moon, in the sun, in the weather patterns, in government, in wars and rumors of wars. These are all signs, clues that God's given us to understand and judge the times. But I saw this vision last week where I saw this horrible dark cloud storm, just a horrible season. But then behind it, I saw this bright, I'm talking about just a little crest, Dylan, like almost like a when the sun comes up in the morning or as it's going down, you just see a little, it's just peeking out. But it was so bright and it was shooting out light rays. And as it was shooting out light rays, those light rays were what I saw in the spirit. They were hope, and it was saying, hold on, something's changing. Hold on, something's changing. And as those light rays begin to shoot out, the dark began to go further and further away, and the light began to shine, and the sun, got greater and greater. In the spirit, I sense to say, there's something about to change in the favor of life and light. Darkness, I didn't, a couple years back, I would have said it's too late for America. I said those things. But then when you see a prophetic holy vision and God says there's something coming, there's life light coming, there's energy coming from heaven, that has the power to change everything. It's time for more services. I'm not talking about church service. It's time for more services. It's time for more spirit services. It's time for more altar time. It's time for the body of Christ to assemble and praise then worship God for 2-3 hours and get lost in his presence. This is where we're at. Teaching's wonderful. We need Bible teaching. But some of us have had enough teaching for 4 lifetimes and aren't using it, aren't letting it conform us to something. I hope you can heal my heart. Hear my heart. We're in a season. Make ready. Make room. Open yourself up. Get ready. I even hear to say this now. I hear to say by the Spirit that something's going to happen in the next 50 days. That'd be Pentecost. Something's going to happen in this season, this next maybe month and a half in the earth, from the Spirit, from heaven into the earth. Something's going to be birthed. Something's changing. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, may we do greater things. May we unzip and walk out of this religious suit. If you just study Jesus, he went polar opposite, directly opposed against modern day religion. And modern day religion pursued to kill him because he would not conform. No conformity. I conform to the kingdom, not to the world. Well, we're out of time. Thank you, Lord, for this prophetic insight. May we have eyes to see, ears to hear. In Jesus' mighty name. I love you. Until next time, God bless you.